You're tuned in to Nerd Overload, your weekly show for video games, movies, TV shows, comics, tech news, and more. Now your hosts, Cody Pinnick, Samantha Cross, Sam Dunham, and Josh Harrison.
Welcome to Nerd Overload, the pop and geek culture that just needs five more minutes, please. Tired. I'm Cody.
I'm Sam.
I'm Josh.
And I'm Samantha.
Oh boy, we have a good show for you this week. Thank you all for tuning in. We have a bunch of news to go over, but first let's go into some things we've been checking out. But after this nap first. Take a nap.
Just give me just a little bit. No, I've got to keep it high energy.
High energy.
Crash Bandicoot. Insane Trilogy. That came out. I've been playing a lot of that.
We both have.
Yeah, we both have. And it is very difficult. But that's Crash Bandicoot.
That's good, though.
So, yeah, it shouldn't be terribly surprising.
Yeah.
It's highly accurate to the original games, but looks fantastic.
I heard they fixed some of the hitbox problems.
And created all new ones. Actually, the jumping is a little bit different because of the shape of the hitbox, I read. The new one has kind of a pill-shaped hitbox, which is standard nowadays, that makes you slip a little bit if you land a jump on the edge of that pill-shaped hitbox.
Okay.
Whereas in the original game, I'm assuming it was just a big cube and you just land flat wherever you were. So that kind of, I've heard, makes the game a little harder than the original. I don't know, though.
I don't know. The original was pretty hard.
Yeah. Like, I don't think it would make it that noticeably harder. There's probably times when that pill-shaped hitbox will save you that wouldn't have saved you in the other game, too. So I think it probably comes out to be about the same either way. Either way, it's a great game. If you like the original Crash Bandicoot, you're going to like these because they're the same but better looking.
But I'll say, I've seen the graphic. It looks pretty good.
Yeah, it's almost looks like a pre-rendered cartoon, like a Pixar movie.
Really? Wow.
But
or maybe a DreamWorks movie. I can't see Pixar doing anything like Crash Bandicoot, but DreamWorks, absolutely. But a lot of the reviews for it, it hasn't been scoring that great, and it's nuts because it's a great game. It makes me feel like I'm old, and all the reviewers are little babies that are used to video games holding their hand constantly or something.
Gotcha. I see.
One of the reviewers was complaining about the enemies not reacting to you and just going on their own path.
But that's how games used to be.
Yeah, that's how platform games in particular work.
Yeah.
It wouldn't work any other way. That was a GameSpot. There's a really bad GameSpot review of this game that's just all over the place with, it doesn't get it.
Yeah. So that's why I don't read game reviews, because it's like, come on.
Except for the ones I write.
Well, of course, except for the ones you write, yeah. Oh, no, I read every one of those.
Yeah. Oh, I don't even read those.
Oh.
But I lost my train of thought now.
Crash Bandicoot.
It's got some crystals in it.
It's got some crystals.
That you miss your exit for.
Yeah.
Been thinking hard about those crystals.
Yeah.
Do you think they'll start maybe bringing out other, like, HD remastered, like...
God, I hope so.
Classic games?
I've heard that the Sony guy, I think, has been kind of talking, like, teasing that since it is selling really, really well, that there might be more, more Crash or more old games, I don't know.
There's really no more Crash to mine from unless
or
you want to...
Or a new.
Yeah.
Yeah, unless you want to play the really bad ones.
Yeah, there's, like, three or four, like, real stinky Crash Bandicoot games after Naughty Dog got it taken away from him.
Like the racing one?
Actually, the kart one's really good.
I didn't care for
it. Is that Crash Team Racing or something like
that? Yes.
Yeah. The kart one is universally acclaimed.
I never cared for it.
It was better than Mario Kart 64 at the time. Because it takes some of the stuff from Diddy Kong Racing and some of the stuff from Mario Kart 64 and puts them together into what is ultimately kind of a better game than Mario Kart 64.
Okay. You want to put the mic a little closer to your face? Thank you.
I don't like Mario Kart 64 very much.
So you get to put the mic closer to your face and then mumble into it a little more. Okay, I get it. I deserve that.
It's an unpopular opinion, and I'm not proud. I'm not proud of it, but it's the truth. It's a hard to face truth.
I mean, it's no Double Dash.
No, oh God, no, no, it's no Double Dash, but. I think Mario Kart 64 is the lowest point of the whole franchise.
Even the Super Nintendo one?
Yeah.
The Super Nintendo one's pretty great.
Yeah.
It hasn't aged super well.
No.
But of the time, it was pretty good.
Yeah. I mean, that split screen mode 7?
Yeah.
You didn't get that anywhere else.
Heck yeah.
I don't know. I really like some of my favorite maps in Mario Kart 8 are the remastered 64 ones.
Well, that's because they're remastered. The ones in the original game are, like, super empty.
Yeah, true.
The tracks are, like, really wide for some reason. I hate that the characters hardly have any animation whatsoever. They all look like a bunch of vinyl figures scooting around.
Yeah.
I just don't like it. Everybody likes it because of the battle mode. You always hear people go on how great the battle mode is, but I've never been a battle mode guy in Mario Kart anyway.
Mm.
Which I think I've explained on this show before.
I think you have, but that's all right.
Just if you want to play a game where you're hunting around and shooting stuff at people on the Nintendo 64, that's what GoldenEye is for.
Yeah.
Or Perfect Dark.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'd really like to see, like, a remaster of Spyro.
Yeah, that'd be great.
That's something that they were discussing.
I was going to say, I thought we did, and it was called Skylanders.
I'm going to stab you. And I don't care if all the readers hear. Skylanders is not Spyro.
He was in the first set. Yeah, Spyro, it was a Spyro game.
Spyro is a part of Skylanders, but Skylanders is not Spyro.
Maybe not now, but I think initially it was supposed to be kind of Spyro and the...
Yeah.
Spyro and Friends.
Spyro and Friends.
Well, like the executives were scared to put out a game that didn't have any name recognition on it, probably. So they
right.
They're like, we own Spyro. We'll just slap him on there.
Yeah.
It's probably... Yeah, it's probably a toss-up between Spyro and Crash.
And actually, there are Crash Bandicoot, whatever.
Skylanders.
Yeah.
There is that
yeah.
pack. I've seen that.
It's a two-pack with him and the guy with the N for with the head.
Cortex,
yeah.
Dr. Neo Cortex.
Gotcha.
I almost thought about getting that just for the fact of having a Crash figure.
Yeah.
That's about it.
Actually, that First Figures or whatever that company is, they have a really nice Crash Bandicoot figure, but it's like $90.
Oh, jeez.
Which is a lot for a figure of an orange marsupial.
What other games do you think they should try to remaster?
Medieval.
Ooh, I never thought about
yeah,
that.
That'd be a good one.
I still have my original copy of the second one.
What other, not really first party, but like seminal PlayStation 1 games, like Medieval, Medieval 2. You know what I would like to see Capcom remaster is Maximo.
Yeah, that'd be cool. A good one.
I don't think
yeah.
I ever played that.
It's tough as nails 3D platformer based on Ghosts and Goblins.
Oh, nice.
I don't know if it's officially a Ghosts and Goblins game, but it kind of takes place in the same... It's in the same vein.
Gotcha.
It has some of the same music,
mm-hmm.
but I think the characters are all different.
Mm.
And he does run around in his boxers when he gets hit, too.
Legally distinct Ghosts and Goblins.
Yeah, even though it was also made by Capcom.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. Like, they're bringing back Shadow of the Colossus, which was a really good game, and I liked it a lot. Though I never played the original Ico.
Ico sucks. More, this is like, Cody has controversial opinions on video games episodes.
I never played Ico, so
Ico
I really
sucks,
have no...
And Shadow of the Colossus is overrated.
Okay.
What about the third one? The one about the dog?
I have not
dragon,
played it yet.
Whatever?
Oh, right. That was called...
Last Guardian.
Last Guardian, yeah.
Not played it yet. I'll get around to it eventually.
And you'll probably have a sour opinion of it.
Yeah, there's been so many games coming out recently, it's hard to balance them all.
It's been kind of a real deluge lately.
I've been sitting on Persona 5, yeah. Mass Effect Andromeda, Crash Bandicoot, Prey, I never finished. Like, just a ton of games.
What's that one where the girl hunts robot dogs?
Horizon Zero Dawn.
Yeah, I haven't played that yet either, and I really want to.
It looks good.
It looks really good. I think that one's... The problem with that one is that it came out the same month as Zelda and Zelda.
Everything.
And it very similar kind of play styles, and Zelda was just, like, so much bigger.
Well, yeah.
Zelda is Zelda.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that one, like just looking at it, kind of reminded me of, like, Enslaved a little bit.
I think it was the same people.
Was it?
I think so.
Hmm. That was an interesting game.
Yeah, and I've never played it, but it sounded good, and it seems like it's one of those vastly underrated.
Well, it was essentially Journey to the West with a like weird post-apocalyptic techno-future thing.
Cool.
Yeah, that does sound pretty neat. Well, you know, we were talking about Zelda there for a second. This is something we've all checked out the new DLC hit.
Yeah.
And in other news, I'm almost completely through the new DLC.
Well, most of it was just outfits.
But you have to hunt them down.
Yeah.
They give you vague hints about where they're located, and then you got to go find them.
Yeah. It's not that bad.
No. It's nothing amazing either, but it's cool. It's cool to have an excuse to get back into that world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, especially if you're like, a lot of them are like fueled with like Zelda nostalgia.
Oh, absolutely. The one thing that I'm a little bummed out about is you can't upgrade any of the DLC costume sets. So they're functionally like unusable.
That sucks.
Yeah. So like the Phantom armor and stuff. Yeah. It gives you a strength boost, but also, its defense is, like, 2. And you just can't do anything with it.
Lame.
It'd been so long since I'd played it again. I got enough Guardian pieces to get another piece of armor.
Nice!
And I accidentally bought the same one again.
Oh, no!
Womp, womp.
So I have 2 Guardian, like, chest armor pieces.
Oh, jeez.
Good job.
Yeah.
You did a good one.
But no, I am really enjoying the DLC. I have been using the Korok mask quite a bit, trying to find those little seed things. I'm never going to get all 900. I never.
Are you sure? You sure you don't really want to work to get that dance?
No, I have other things to do.
That dance and the turd.
Yeah. No, I don't need it.
Turd gift.
Yeah. The Majora's Mask looks really good in the game, and I like that it makes you almost completely invisible to enemies. Like, all
nice.
Enemy types except for the Lynels see you as just a monster. And that's cool.
That'd be cool if it worked in the Master Trials, but it doesn't.
It definitely doesn't. No. Oh, God, the Master Trials.
Yeah. They're
that's rough.
Very hard. It's a series of challenge rooms that they dump you in without any of your equipment.
It's even harder than the Eventine Island.
Oh, yeah. Oh, 100% tougher. I'm through the first set of rooms. Luckily, they were nice enough to break it into like 3, like a beginner's, medium, and like,
what I'm
finals.
Assuming is a nightmare.
Yeah. Well, from what I understand, the last room of it is you fight a silver Lynel with no armor.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
That seems
it's
fair.
Never going to happen. Not in a million years.
At least it's not a gold Lynel.
Yeah.
I haven't even tried Master Mode, the new difficulty setting.
No, I
DLC
haven't
has.
Tried it either.
I'm sure it'll be aggravating.
Yeah.
I think it's funny just to imagine enemies floating around on floating platforms. Oh, nice balloons there. It'd be a shame if somebody shot those.
Yeah. Well, no, they actually have some of those in the Master Trial.
Do they?
Intermediate. Yeah.
Oh,
like room
man.
3, you start getting like blue moblins on floating platforms in rooms where you have to glide around.
Oh,
man. It is brutal.
I mean, I glide around anyway because I glide around everywhere I go. Yeah. It's just an instinct for me.
Yeah, but no, you're gliding as they're shooting like bomb arrows at you.
Oh, man.
Did they fix the frame drop when Moblins ragdoll?
I think they might have.
Yeah, because I haven't noticed it happening while I've been playing, so they must have fixed it.
They must have, yeah. And that's good.
Yeah, because that was the only major concern I had about the game originally is that was really bad.
Yeah.
Like, it's a full second of freezing every time a Moblin went ragdoll.
Mm-hmm.
I throw a lot of bombs at people during the trials.
That's a good
way
to get
through
them. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. But no, this DLC, I'm really happy I picked it up. And I'm looking forward to the second set. I just hope there's more than just, like, the prequel, like, play through the prelude to the game kind of mode.
I'm okay with that as long as it's good.
Well, I'm okay with that as long as there's, like, something else with it.
That's a thing?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's what the next DLC is going to be.
So the what happened 100 years ago?
Yeah. It's called the Champion's Ballad.
Oh.
I'm kind of half hoping it lets you play as the champions.
That would be really cool. I don't see it happening.
Yeah, I don't think they'd do it, but if you could.
I see them being NPCs like in a battle type situation where you go up against like an army of guardians.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
An army of guardians? They stand no chance. I spank guardians all day long. I hunt them for fun.
The Guardians of the Galaxy.
That's it.
Yep, pretty much. I got that Master Reflect going, man. They can't hit me.
Oh, I tried doing that like after not playing the game for months.
Oh yeah,
and got just totally blown up like right out of the gate because all my timing was off.
I couldn't remember the controls for like 5-10 minutes.
That's it. Yeah, same here.
I hate like when you're fighting like the Sky Reaper, whatever, Guardians.
Mm-hmm.
I can reflect.
The drones.
Yeah, the flying ones. I can reflector blasts all day long, but because they hover in the air and they swing, 9 times out of 10, I can't hit them.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I reflect it, and then they kind of just sway out of the way, and I'm like, I hate you. You got to be basically point-blank range.
Mm-hmm. Or you get some arrows.
Yeah, yeah, but I'm lazy. and I'm saving all my guardian parts to fully upgrade my armor.
Gotcha, yeah.
Finding giant cores is ridiculous.
Yeah, you never see those.
Those suck. I wish the game came originally packaged with that track your, you know, where you've been.
Yeah, because heroes something.
Whatever. The hero's path.
Yeah. Because at this stage in the game, it serves no purpose.
Yeah.
It's like, it's I can turn it on and go, oh, this is where I've been.
I've been everywhere.
Great.
Except for there.
Actually, there are a couple spots on the map where I haven't been, but there's nothing there.
Yeah, it's just like a field, like one of the Hyrule field areas. Mm-hmm. Like, well, that's why I didn't walk there.
Well, chances are there's probably a bunch of Korok seeds over there just hiding out.
It's really funny. Like, I have this weird line on, like, my one side of the map where I hit that little island where that shrine is in the middle of the water,
mm-hmm.
where one of the major tests is.
Yeah.
And then there's another straight line to Eventide Island.
Oh, yeah.
And then there's another line, like, right back this way.
Oh, because I did the Build a Town, the Tarrytown quest, there's, like, a really thick line going from that shrine to that town because I would just fly over there constantly back and forth.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, you have, like, your little squiggly and then all of a sudden, like, a big, thick, like a thick marker almost. Yeah.
I haven't gotten the fast travel coin.
Oh, the teleportation coin?
Yeah.
Oh, super easy to get. And I haven't used it once because why?
I don't understand. Well, yeah, you've unlocked all the shrines, mm-hmm. so you can pretty much just get anywhere.
I can get to most places. There are a few places where if I need to go, like, if I'm doing a quest and I need to bounce back and forth, I could see where it would be helpful. But at this stage of the game,
no.
Yeah.
Not really.
It's like powering up, like, the Master Sword. Like, once you've beaten the game, really, what's the point?
To say you did it.
Yeah, pretty much.
An excuse to play more of a great game.
Or to, you know, smack Lynels around, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would help. That would help a little bit.
Yeah, I've done that. I did that a little bit. I also played a game called Overcooked.
Oh, yeah.
It's hard.
I've heard good things.
It's really hard. And if you cross the kitchen, you're going to get smacked. Because don't cross the kitchen. That's how you lose.
It's a cooperative multiplayer kitchen simulation.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like Diner Dash, but with other people.
Mm-hmm.
I played it with 2 other people, and it's hard.
Yeah. Now, it should be on Switch. I think that game would work really well on
the Switch. It's coming to Switch.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yes.
Okay, because we were playing it on Steam.
Okay, because I can imagine it being, like, really fun in a party-type
setting. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. There was one map we were doing. We couldn't even score enough points to get 1 star in it.
Oh, no.
You're on a ship, and every so often, as the ship sways, the counters slide.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, yeah, there's, like, a bunch of different jobs you got to do. Like, there's a chopping station and a cooking station, and there's the window to put the food out. But you got to make sure you don't overcook the food in the pots. I mean, there's so many. You got to wash the dishes, transfer plates from one side of the kitchen to the other. Oh, man. There's one map where there's, like, an earthquake in the middle, and it, like, splits the kitchen, like, elevation-wise.
Mm.
So if everyone's stuck on the one side, it's going to be really hard. It's fun, but it's really frustrating. If you ever want to get yelled at a bunch by your friends.
Oh, you know I do. That's my number one thing. Yeah. I love that. Everyone get mad at me for something that doesn't matter. I love it.
Yeah.
Can't get enough.
Oh, man. What else did I do?
I heard it really tests your ability to communicate well with others.
It does. And there's, like, a lot going on. You're trying to watch the screen on, like, what food you should be pulling out of the crates and just goofy stuff.
Mm-hmm.
There's, like, a bunch of different weird characters to pick. I was a raccoon in a wheelchair.
Nice.
I was Trash Panda.
Talk about representation.
Oh, man. There's a cat person, too. Just so you know. Samantha, there's cat people.
Yeah.
Now you're interested.
Yep.
I feel like there's something else I did. Maybe not.
Never mind. I guess not.
Okay.
Never mind.
Well, the only other things I have to check out haven't actually happened yet. We're recording this Thursday morning. This evening, I'm going to go see Spider-Man Homecoming, and I'm looking forward to it.
The Spider-Man.
Yep. Iron Man and his amazing spider buddy.
Yeah.
I'm really hoping that the only scenes with Robert Downey Jr. have all been in the trailers. I'm really hoping it is like 90% Spider-Man movie, and we're just getting teased on the Iron Man stuff to bring in the non-comic fan.
The people who have been burned by Spider-Man so many times before.
I know. Yeah. Just been hurt so much. But no, I'm looking forward to it. I think Michael Keaton, everything I've seen from him looks like it's just going to be like phenomenal.
I mean, one can hope. I really like Michael Keaton.
Yeah.
And I feel sad that he's been away from the acting game for so long.
Well, no, he had Birdman.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I'm just saying in general.
And that was a big deal.
Until Birdman.
Yeah. Well, before that, he was in The Other Guys with Marky Mark and Will Ferrell. That's a really good, funny cop buddy movie.
I don't know if you were aware, but he was Beetlejuice.
Was he Beetlejuice?
Yes.
You got to say Beetlejuice one more time.
No. Okay. We don't need him.
We don't need him here?
Beetlejuice.
Hey, everybody. It's showtime.
Showtime. No, I'm looking forward to it.
Man, I love that movie.
It's a good movie.
It is. Yeah. That's one of my all-time favorites.
We've talked about it on here before, but you know there was going to be a sequel. Yes. Beetlejuice Goes Hawaiian. It's a real thing.
Yeah.
The script exists. It's out there. Beetlejuice in a tropical setting.
I'm just feeling sandy about it.
Well, I accidentally Peter Griffin laughed there. That was not on purpose.
The other thing I'm checking out over this weekend, I think I mentioned it in brief last week, I'm going to be going to Indie PopCon out in Indianapolis, Indiana. They have a really good lineup of guests. This is like the fourth or fifth year that they're going to it, that they've done it. This is the second year we've been able to go out and check it out.
It's a great lineup. I'm jealous I'm not going.
Yeah, you should be.
I wish I was, but I've got work all weekend.
Yeah, well, it happens. But no, I'm really looking forward to going out there and talking to the guests, getting a lot of pictures of cosplay. Actually, a lot of the guests are YouTubers, and I always kind of like talking to them just to kind of see what their whole deal is.
What they're actually like not in front of a camera.
Yeah, well, and because we're ostensibly kind of YouTubers a little bit, and it would be kind of cool to talk shop a little bit about, hey, YouTube's ad algorithm sucks.
Yeah.
What can we do?
Pick their brain a little bit.
Yeah. The answer is Patreon. I mean, that's all it is. But
so look out for the Nerd Overload Patreon coming soon.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
to a wallet near you.
Yeah. To your wallet.
Yeah, but no, I'm interested. I'm excited to go out. I'm looking forward to talking to one of the big guests is Matt Ryan, the guy who played Constantine in NBC's Constantine,
a very underrated show. I'm really sad they didn't pick more up for it.
Yeah. But he's pretty much just kind of become that role because he showed up on the CW series in that role. And he also voiced his character in the
Justice League Dark
animated movie. So that's going
to
be cool.
I hope we get to talk to Charlotte Chung.
I do too.
Diva.
Yeah. Diva and
Lucio.
Lucio. Yeah.
Johnny Cruz.
Yeah.
Who has a name that's so cool it sounds fake.
It sounds really fake. Of course, I'm looking forward to speaking with Johnny Young Bosch. I might actually pay for a – well, not act might. I am going to pay for a autograph of him because he's a Power Ranger. I gotta catch them all.
Oh, man.
Yeah. But no, there are a lot of really good panels out there this year as well. They're doing a live first showing of the first episode of the Castlevania cartoon because the producer, Adi Shankar, is going to be out there.
Yep, premieres this weekend.
It does.
Tomorrow.
Yeah. So anyway, yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. I'll have more to talk about next week.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
When I've actually experienced it.
Come back next week for a more exciting segment.
Well, it's more exciting than me traipsing around the woods all weekend.
Yeah. I mean, I guess I could, if we're talking about things that I've experienced, I guess I went to a real big fish concert.
And we went to a U2 concert.
Yeah.
It was actually pretty good.
Yeah. So was my concert.
Except for the opening band, who I hated.
Yeah, who was it? I forget.
One Republic.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
The lead singer was kind of a douche.
Yeah. Yeah, the opening bands for my concert, I couldn't tell you who they were. But they were okay. It was fun.
Were they ska bands, too?
Two of them were punk. One of them was a punk band.
Eh.
So, I mean, it wasn't bad. It's always interesting going to a real big fish concert because they're typically pretty rowdy. And when the lights are off and the music's playing, it's like a punk show and all that implies. But once the lights turn on, it's like a comic convention or like a Warhammer 40K. It's like the back room of a gaming store because it's a bunch of overweight dudes in Hawaiian shirts.
Button-up shirts.
Yeah. But no, the concert was really fun. Crowd surfed for the first time ever. Nice. Not by my choice.
Oh, jeez.
We're there in the pit, or I'm there in the pit, and, you know, 1 second I'm jumping and going, yeah, Real Big Fish, play the one song you did. And the next minute, I feel someone has grabbed my legs, and I am up into the air.
To infinity and beyond.
Yeah. I was like, okay, I hope my wallet doesn't fall out.
I think that's the most adult thing I think I've ever heard you say.
Well, yeah. I mean, I was also thinking, this is awesome, but there was a thought that was like, man, I hope no one's stealing my wallet. Oh, God.
They got to pay for that Warhammer 40K addiction.
Yeah, yeah, that's it. Yeah, they got a bone tank that they have to, like... that they have on layaway or something.
There is no bone tank.
I don't care.
There's got to be a tank with bones on it.
Yeah.
The closest thing, the Necron, are kind of like robot skeletons.
That's cool. Do they have a tank?
They have hover vehicles.
Fair enough.
Hover tank.
Hover tank. Hover bone tank, even better. All right, well, let's go ahead and take a break here, and when we come back, we'll get into a little bit of news.
Bone tank. Bone tank.
We're back. That was Sell Out by Real Big Fish. During the break, we've been watching videos of Buckwild Moms from the YouTube concert.
Oh, yeah. They were going nuts.
Yeah. A lot of hand waving.
Yep. They dropped their kids off at their mom's, and they had a couple wines, and they were going to town at the YouTube concert.
Yeah, a lot of hands waving, a lot of heads down, a lot of spinning. One looked like she was swimming, like
swimming through the humid Cleveland air.
Yes. All right. So we have a little bit of news to go over this week. Let's just start off at the top of the list. Kevin Feige, the guy who's been in charge of the...
Is that seriously how you pronounce his name?
I've always... Yeah, because it's Paul Feig and Kevin Feige.
Okay.
Yeah. I've always... Yeah. There for a while, I was getting kind of mixed up as well.
I never really thought about it.
Yeah, it's Feige. But no, in an interview, he was discussing where the end of this line of Avengers movies was going to be. Someone asked him, you know, hey, it's all getting close to the end, right? And he says, Avengers 4, whatever it's going to be named, is the end.
The search for Curly's gold.
Yes, the search for Curly's gold. And from now on, that's what we're going to call it.
Avengers 4, the search for Curly's gold.
But anyway, that is going to be the end of the 22-film Marvel Cinematic Universe arc. Until they use Spider-Man to kick off the next major arc, whether they introduce new characters or recast some of the older characters.
Web of the Spider-Verse.
I don't think they're going to do that.
I know.
That's up to Sony to ruin.
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, shut up.
But can you imagine 22 films in the series?
That's got to be like some kind of record.
Hey, how many movies does the Hulk have?
One. Well, almost two, because a lot of Thor Ragnarok looks like it's going to be about Hulk.
That's fine.
Yeah, I'll take that. I think the Hulk works better as a supporting character than
this is true.
Leading.
Yeah. This is true.
I'll bet a lot of the newer characters in this arc stick around, and a lot of the older ones.
A lot of Black Panther, a lot of...
Doctor Strange,
Scarlet Witch, yeah. Probably.
I mean, Benedict Cumberbatch has to have something to do now that he's not doing Sherlock anymore.
Yeah, true. But...
And Captain Marvel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's going to be very good.
Got to have a Marvel captain in there somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
If Captain Marvel is just like half as good as Wonder Woman, then that's fine.
Yeah.
Like, that's still a great movie.
It's still a really good movie. Yeah, I love these Avengers, these Marvel movies, but I'm glad they have an endpoint in sight.
Yeah.
I do have a little bit of burnout going on.
Oh, the burnout's real. Absolutely. I'm not as excited. Well, I'm not as excited for Spider-Man as I was for the first Iron Man or the first Thor or anything like that. Because at this point, we kind of know what's going on.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I think one thing that Spider-Man has going for it is that from the trailers, it doesn't seem to be a origin story. Like, he's already Spider-Man.
Yeah.
So we're not going to get that
again. And I'm excited
sure
for that.
I'm sure there'll be references.
Oh, there's got to be.
And maybe flashbacks.
There's got to be references, but it's not going to be Spider-Man 1 or Amazing Spider-Man 1, where 90% of the movie was devoted to
him getting his powers.
Him getting his powers, him losing Uncle Ben.
Him shooting a bunch of webs in his bedroom by accident.
Yeah, just webbing it up.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Even, like, if you've watched Civil War, you've seen him Spider-Man quite efficiently.
Yeah, he's already established, already Spider-Man. That's the way I wish these movies would go, because I'm tired of origin stories.
This movie is just, it's going to be like the last Captain America, I bet, where it just kind of feels like an extension to an Avengers movie, but with a little more focus on one character.
I hope that's not the case. I hope that, yeah, we've seen a lot of Iron Man in the trailers, but I'm hoping that what we've seen of Tony Stark in the trailers is the extent of his role in the film.
Yeah, because it should be about Spider-Man ultimately.
It should be.
But not Ultimate Spider-Man. That's different.
Actually,
yes and no.
Yes and no.
All the Marvel movies have been a combination of the classic and Ultimate storylines.
Yeah, but
I was making a bad joke.
I know. It's too hot for bad jokes.
And then you explained it and ruined it.
That's what we're here to do.
But yeah, I'm not ready for it to end, but I'm glad that they have an end goal. Because that tells me that they have a plan. Where there for a while, I was really starting to get concerned whether or not they kind of were just going, well, we're just going to keep making these until they're not popular anymore. Yeah. And that's the wrong way to do it. I like things that have a definite ending, like shows that get canceled.
Yeah.
Nothing drives me nuts more than being left out to dry, left hanging. And like with TV shows, when they cancel a show and they, you know, they don't come to a
conclusion,
a satisfying enough conclusion, that kills me. And if they were to do that with the Avengers movies, where they would just keep making and making and making and making until they start breaking even, stop making money, and then just kind of go, well, okay, we did that, we've mined that for all it's worth, and not
but
have
we've stripped mine superheroes for 10 years.
Yeah.
Oh, it's been a lot longer than that.
But no, that's weird to think about too.
I would agree if I watched the ending to anything.
Oh, yeah, because, yeah.
I can't watch the ending of things. I don't know why. Except for Glow. We finished Glow.
How was the end of Glow?
Excellent. The finale is super good. Super cool stuff happens. And it also leaves it open for another season, which I'm assuming it'll probably get.
Yeah. And that's great. That's really great.
But yeah, there's my endorsement. I liked it enough, I actually watched the end.
So you still haven't watched the last episode of Gravity Falls?
No.
Oh, my God.
You are killing me. You are literally killing me.
Never finished 30 Rock. We've watched all the episodes except for the last
one. Oh, man, you're missing out. Those last couple episodes of 30 Rock were really good, too.
I like to pretend that when a show ends, that it's still happening. I'm just not seeing it anymore.
Oh, that's it. Yeah, that's just changed to a weird time.
The characters are still out there doing their thing. Just don't get to watch it anymore.
Yeah.
Okay, to give you an idea how long it's been since the MCU started.
Yeah.
Iron Man came out in 2008.
Oh,
yeah,
God.
Well, it has been almost 10 years.
Yeah.
Oh, my bones have all turned to dust.
Yeah. And we've been talking about them.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I think I was 20. Oh, God, I had just entered my 20s. Yeah. No!
I'd been out of high school for 4 years.
Oh, God.
Yeah, and going back and seeing those, like, early shots of, like, Robert Downey Jr. back then,
mm-hmm.
It's a bit different.
Yeah.
Great, that's going back and, like, watching, like, the original X-Men movie again and seeing how young Hugh Jackman looked.
Young and skinny?
Yeah.
Compared to now?
Yeah, instead of being, you know, actually looking like Wolverine.
Yeah. Except for being over 6 foot.
Well, it is true. Yeah. That's true. Yeah.
He slowly turned into Wolverine over time. That's what a good actor he is.
Yeah.
It's all that huge acting he's doing.
All right, well, let's move on to...
I want to add something.
Oh, go ahead. Yeah, go for it. Go.
Okay, you think with this culmination of, like, the Avengers arc coming to an end...
Mm-hmm.
I know I've seen where a lot of the actors have said they're pretty much, like, coming to the end of how much more they want to do with it.
Sure.
Like Chris Evans said, you know, pretty much after Avengers 4, I'm done with Captain America kind of thing.
Yeah, although he did extend his contract out to Avengers 4.
Yeah.
So he's up to appear anywhere
up to that point.
Yes. I mean, he does appear briefly in Spider-Man.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
Does he really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Peter goes to detention, and they play a video of Captain America going, "So you're in detention." So, anyway.
That's funny.
Do you think maybe they're going to try to maybe grease some palms? Especially if Spider-Man proves to be very profitable, which it will be.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe trying to get back some of the rights of things that have been lost.
I think they're constantly trying to get back the rights to things. Well, look at Punisher and Daredevil.
Mm-hmm.
And, God, there was one other that they've gotten the rights back to, and I can't think of it off the top of my head.
It wasn't Fantastic Four.
Fantastic Four.
Ghost Rider.
Ghost Rider. That's what it was.
Though it's a different Ghost Rider.
Well, it's still
a Ghost Rider.
A Ghost Rider.
A skeleton that rides a motorcycle.
Actually, it's a muscle car, but...
Yeah.
And he's technically not a Ghost Rider because he's not a Ghost Rider. He's possessed by a demon. Anyway. That's a little too deep on that one.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Comics. Yeah. Right. No, I think they're constantly working to get those rights back. And I think that might be their fallback if they can't continue an Avengers-style storyline beyond this end. I think them saying Avengers 4 is the end is them saying Avengers 4 is the end with these actors.
Yes.
That they'll do a line-wide, like, they won't mention the reboot, not do origin stories, but just recast everyone.
Or what if they'll do what they kind of did in the comics and they'll pass mantles on?
That wouldn't work.
I think so.
I'd
like to see it.
I think for comics fans, it would totally work and make sense. I think for the general film-viewing audience who, they hear Captain America, they think, oh, Steve Rogers, blonde guy.
They won't accept
anyone else in that role.
I want Captain Falcon.
Plus, they would have, oh, yeah, I would too. But it's not going to happen. And I think they would have, audiences will have a hard enough time accepting a different person playing Steve Rogers. They're not going to make that extra leap to, one, it's not Steve Rogers, new actor, and two, completely different character.
Yeah.
The only way that they could do that is if they test the waters with bringing Miles Morales into... Oh,
I was really hoping with this new Spider-Man, when they originally said they wanted a young teenage actor to play Peter, or to play Spider-Man, and I was like, man, I really hope it's Miles Morales. I really hope. And then we didn't get it.
Well, we're seeing him pop up more and more in media, and I think eventually...
Like in that new Spider-Man game.
Yeah. Eventually, the character will pop up in a live-action style situation. Thing. I was really hoping Danny Glover.
Yeah.
I know, right?
Yeah, but...
I mean, we half got him.
Yeah. Yeah, voiced him, but I don't know.
I don't know.
I'm Donald Glover.
Well, he's too old for this stuff.
I don't know. I'm just wondering, like, maybe we could, like... Maybe not so much get a Fantastic Four movie, because I really don't want that.
It could be done right.
Maybe.
Yeah.
But I would like to see...
I'd love to see a good Fantastic Four movie.
Yeah, we never had one.
Yeah.
Hey, Roger Corman, 94.
Okay, one.
Okay. That's not good, per se.
It's great.
It's cult and cheesy.
It's highly entertaining, I'll give it that.
Yeah, and you can't understand a thing Dr. Doom says because it's muffled through his mask, but he talks with his hands the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
That was what I was getting to, though. I'd like to actually see them pull in, like, Doc Doom.
Sure.
As, like, a legitimate villain.
Sure.
Don't they have the rights to him now?
I think they're trying. I don't think they physically have a complete...
Like, one of, if not the best Marvel villain.
Well, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And he's been a huge, huge thing in, like, the last two or three Marvel events.
Right.
Like, huge. Like, the central point.
Dr. Doom toots as he pleases.
Where's my Namor the Submariner movie?
Yeah, where is the Submariner? We have almost all the Illuminati.
Here's the thing. He's tied up with Fantastic Four.
Yeah.
He's in that bubble of rights.
Yeah.
Because that bubble of rights is Mole Man. Although Mole Man's weird. Mole Man is not tied in with Marvel. At least the character is, but the name isn't. It's why in the 94 version, the Mole Man was renamed the Jeweler. And it's why whenever there's any type of media, usually things with the called the Mole Man is left off. Like the Tick animated series, the box sets have every episode except for the Tick meets the Mole Man, because someone has copyright on
the name
the
Mole Man.
The Mole Man that isn't Marvel or anyone else.
Huh. Hmm.
And so you can't use it in, like, broadcast or film.
Just pull the Underminer from The Incredibles.
See, nobody, that's, a, see, that's great. Know. Yeah.
Oh, man, I can't wait for that movie.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, was, that's done on my addition to that topic.
Sam and Max has a bunch of mole men in it.
Hmm. Yeah, but they're mole men, but not the mole man.
Oh, yeah, I guess. Yeah.
That's where they get you.
Yeah, there's like 5 or 6 characters in the Sam and Max games that are mole men.
Yeah.
Because it's a model they could swap in and out over and over again, throw a new hat on it, and it's a different mole man.
There you go. Yeah.
The Moleman.
Hans Moleman.
Hans Moleman.
I wonder if that's it.
He can dig it.
I wonder if it's the Simpsons own the name Mole Man.
Yeah, because they do call him Mole Man a lot.
They do.
Oh, man.
It might.
Mole Man.
Mole Man. Oh, God.
All right.
What have we done?
Well, let's move on. Let's stop making puns and move on to their next.
Audience.
Yeah.
I'm not.
So, Foolie Cooley is having season.
Foolie Cooley.
Is getting seasons 2 and 3. That's an anime about stuff. There's a robot.
It's only.
It's a coming of age thing, right?
Yeah. It's only one of my favorite animes of all time ever.
The original series is only like 6 episodes long.
Great. Yeah. Talk about it.
It's really hard to talk about because it's really, really weird.
Yeah, it's a weird coming-of-age story with a lot of weird metaphorical things happening with robots coming out of kids' foreheads.
And baseball.
A lot of baseball. People getting hit with guitars that open portals in their
Actually,
brains.
They're Rickenbacker basses, but anyway.
There's a Gibson. Adamus is a Gibson something.
Anyway.
Adamus the Pirate King. Hmm. Oh, yeah, space pirates, space police, robots, madness.
An evil organization that wants to steam out the wrinkles of your thoughts.
Yeah.
It's really convoluted and really hard to explain. But yeah, they somehow explain it over 6 episodes, but a lot of the story happens like in the last 2.
Yeah, and it's all super rapid fire.
Oh, yeah.
And the animation is incredible.
Mm. It is very unique in its animation style.
The soundtrack is by J-Rock band The Pillows, which is a thing that was...
Really big at the time.
It was unseen at the time. Animes weren't soundtracked by rock bands. That's not a thing that happened.
Yes and no. There were a lot of J-pop stars that did it.
There was nothing that sounded like Foolie Cooley before Foolie
Cooley. Oh, no, no, no.
That's what I'm trying to say.
I will take your word for it, guys.
Hey, I own it. You can borrow it.
I watched the first episode years and years ago when it was on Adult Swim. It was fine. I mean, robots. I like robots.
Conti, television head.
Yeah.
TV boy. You know, I'm cautiously optimistic. I mean, they got a lot of the same people back. Like, the writer is back writing it, and the character
designer
is back.
Here's the thing, though.
It's always a good sign.
Yeah.
Did Adult Swim actually go out and tell the studio, hey, make more of this for us?
They're a part of it, yeah.
That's what I thought.
They paid for some of it, I'm assuming.
That's interesting.
That is weird.
It's what they did with Space Dandy, and Space Dandy was excellent.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, it was a joint production.
Man, I need to finish Space Dandy. The last episode I watched, they all become zombies.
Space Dandy was so fun.
So goofy. That's another thing. Like, Foolie Cooley is, like, super goofy.
Yeah.
And just awkward.
But so heartfelt, and some of the dialogue.
Some of it. Other parts of it are really wrong.
The dialogue is like poetry a lot of times. Like, oh, I love it.
Yeah. But then you get, like, the weird parts where, like, the one girl's obsessed with, the one dude's brother, but she still kind of hits on him. It's just weird.
Well, she can't accept the change, the fact that he left, and... Nauta's the closest thing she has to him.
And she's also a pyro.
Yeah.
Yeah, Foolie Cooley is really weird.
Sounds like it.
It's super weird.
I watched it over and over and over again.
Oh, yeah, I've watched it a fair number of times, too.
Yeah, I had the box set and would just blow through it over and over again.
Mm. But yeah, it's coming. They released a trailer that has tidbits of season 2 and 3.
Yeah, well, they're doing season 2 and 3, and they're both 6 episodes each, like the original series was.
Well, that's cool.
Though there is no distinct cut in the trailer that lets you know what is part of season 2 and what is part of season 3. Mm. It's a really crazy collection of pictures.
Yeah, and the only character that's recognizable is Haruko.
Yeah, and for like less than a second.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there is a TV-headed robot that looks kind of weird.
Yeah.
Well, it's kind of hard. Like, his head doesn't so much look like a TV like Conti's did, but it has like a big monitor thing going on it. I know it's weird. There's a robot. I'm assuming he's going to be the new Conti.
I want it to be good.
I want it to be good too, but I don't even want to say I'm cautiously optimistic. I'm just cautious.
It seems weird. Like, why now? Why, however many 10 years later, you know, come back to this 6-episode miniseries? Like,
yeah, it's, I don't know. It doesn't make sense. It's like they're just wanting to jump on the nostalgia train.
Yeah.
With, you know, Powerpuff Girls coming back and Samurai Jack coming back, you know, just, they just couldn't let it be, I guess.
I mean, it was originally intended to be longer than it was, so there's that. But also, the colors look really washed out in that preview. The original show is very bright.
And the color palette is extensive.
Yeah.
But I also think maybe it's a difference in styles, and it has been, you know, how many years later?
Yeah.
I think they're focusing more on the universe versus mimicking the art style that it was originally. Who knows? Maybe it was a very short preview. You know, we might get completely blindsided.
We're definitely just pulling this speculation all out of our butts because it was like a minute-long trailer with 2-second clips unconnected thematically.
Yeah. I mean, the one male character did have a bandaid on his forehead like Nauta did. So I'm assuming the robot comes out of his forehead, or the portal to get robots come out of his head or whatever.
Yeah, but there's also a girl with cat ear headphones also.
Yeah, and people are somehow losing their mind. Like, well, they've been around forever.
Well, the lady that designed, or might have been a guy, I don't know, the person that designed the cat ear headphones is mad because they didn't get their permission to use them.
Though I'm pretty sure I've seen two distinctly different brands of cat eared headphones.
Yeah, and they're different enough to where they're not... They don't have a case.
Yeah. Anyway.
I mean,
so that's
cat
a thing.
Ear headphones. I mean, that's not that out there, I don't think. Like,
especially
whatever.
For something to come out of Japan. Does it have cats on it? Okay. Pretty sure that is the country of putting cats on things, next to maybe Egypt. Anyway, Fully Cooley is coming back. Cody's excited. I'm about it. I'm
excited, but I can see where it could go wrong. And I really don't want it to.
This has been anime talk.
Like, that first 6-episode series is really important to me as a person.
Well, we just have a little bit of time left, so let's get into our last little thing. There were a couple of trailers for different things that popped up over the past week. Let's take a couple minutes and talk about them. Let's get the one that we'll get mad about the most out of the way. Jumanji, Welcome to the Jungle.
Why is it a video game?
I don't know.
It's like an Atari video game that they find in their school basement or something.
Yeah.
Why would there be an Atari in a school?
No clue.
Why is it not a board game in a time where board games are having this massive resurgence in popularity?
Well, just because they're having a massive resurgence now doesn't mean that when the movie started production.
That's true.
Yeah. That's what I'm reading into that. But it just seems... Everything that I've seen from it seems very by the numbers, like, oh, these four kids get transported into the game where they are, like, their opposite of their personalities. Mm-hmm. Like, the big football star is Kevin Hart, who's, like, tiny, and the giant nerd is The Rock.
Yeah.
And the
shy girl is
the skimpy outfit, and the cheerleader is Jack Black.
It's a great concept for your 11-minute cartoon series, not a great concept for your feature-length film.
Yeah, I don't know. They're going to have to really do something special to make an entire...
Getting sucked into a video game is a trope of its own that's done so many times.
Yeah, how many things off the top of our head that can we think of being sucked into internet or video game?
Virtual Bart.
Uh-huh.
Tron. There's probably an episode of, like, DuckTales.
Fat Guy Stuck in Internet?
Yeah. Fat Guy Stuck in Internet was pretty good.
It was.
Super Cyber Samurai Squad?
That's coming back as an animated series.
What?
And Japan is calling it Super Samurai Cyber Squad.
Oh, man.
Gridman.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
It won't be the same without Tim Curry.
It's not, but still.
There's the episode of Gravity Falls.
Yeah.
Well, the video game comes to him. He doesn't go into
that's
it.
True.
Yeah, Fight Fighters.
Yeah.
They did spin that on its head a little bit, which is why that's a great episode.
That's a great episode. Yeah.
Every episode of Gravity Falls is a great episode.
First episode of Gravity Falls I watched was Fight Fighters.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
With Rumble McSkirmish.
Oh, man.
It just seems kind of lazy.
Like, every Saturday morning cartoon has an episode where somebody gets sucked into a video game.
Mm-hmm. It's super obvious. And
yeah, and I feel like there is no Jumanji, heart in there. Like, I feel like it's just Jumanji in name alone.
Someone had the script
and they decided, you know what, this sounds kind of like Jumanji, so let's slap the name on it, change a couple words, and go.
Zathura was more Jumanji than this is.
Zathura was written by the same writer.
Exactly.
It's more, it is a sequel, basically. It's a thematic sequel.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Then again, The Rock doesn't pick really bad or non-profitable franchises.
He's been doing a lot of kind of action comedies here lately.
Yeah.
He doesn't do anything worse than mediocre.
exactly. So at least this movie is going to be middle of the road.
I mean, he's in Baywatch. He's in that...
Baywatch looks really bad.
It looks really bad, but that might be enjoyably bad. It might break the seal from just terrible to like point
so
and
bad
laugh.
It's good.
Yeah, this might be my kind of bad.
He's in that... what was that one movie where he's like a spy?
With Kevin Hart?
Yes.
I don't...
Secret Agent Rock.
Basically is what it is.
Yeah.
I can't remember the name of it.
But I watched the trailer for this, and afterwards I went, the only thing this has going for it is that Karen Gilliam looks really hot, and that doesn't make a movie.
Well, it makes part of a movie. But, okay, so Jumanji, not great. Next one, The Inhumans had a trailer for their miniseries, their televised miniseries.
It looks like a movie.
It looks like a movie. And with the exception of Medusa, it looks pretty good.
Yeah, Medusa looks really bad.
Yeah, that wig they put her in is not great.
No.
Not
great. And Medusa doesn't even look like that.
No.
Like, she is Medusa. Her hair is a living weapon.
Should be, like, just
moving.
Yeah, it'd be like Spawn's cape, but on her head.
Yeah, pretty much. But everything else looks good. I was a little worried when they had that cast photo in Entertainment Weekly.
Oh, yeah.
But in motion, a lot of it looks good.
Hey, Lockjaw.
Lockjaw. Yeah. Lockjaw's in it, cool. And that's worth the price of admission.
Teleporting Space Dog.
Mm-hmm. Yep, I'm in. Last one is Death Note.
Looked bad. Like, it didn't have the spirit of the original show, which I've only seen, like, a couple episodes, so I...
Much like a lot of American takes on Japanese properties. I'm just putting that one out there.
Yeah. It, like, the original show seems like it was really more speculative than it was exciting.
Yeah.
But, yeah, there's not a lot of action in Death
Note. Yeah, the guy that sat down to write Death Note was, like, seriously thinking, what would happen if somebody had a notebook that when you wrote someone's name in it, it killed them? Like, how would that affect the world?
Yeah.
And the person doing it.
And but this just looks like a cookie-cutter action movie with a gimmick.
Yeah.
Yeah. My question is, why now? Because Death Note was big when I worked at the record store.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember it because they started marketing towards, like, they had the anime section where we started getting, like, Japanese candy and stuff. And got a large section of, like, manga. And
Death Note was real big.
Death Note was humongous. People would come in all the time looking for those mangas.
Well, Death Note was, like, the edgy kind of emo teen
anime. Yeah, exactly. And that was almost a decade ago.
It was longer than that.
Well,
actually, it probably was.
Yeah, but... It just makes me wonder, again, why now?
Yeah, where's the live-action Inuyasha?
Don't you put that evil out there.
Yeah.
The 7.5 seasons on my DVD case are angry with you.
Oh, no. One thing I will...
Bleach.
How about no? Japan hasn't even done a live-action Bleach. Actually, until recently, they have 3 live-action Rurouni Kenshin movies.
There's like 7 live-action Death Notes already in Japan.
Yeah, I don't think there's 7.
There's a like number 3 of them, and Chairman Kaga from Iron Chef is the chief of police with a mustache. It's the only thing I know about those live-action movies.
Hey, at least the live-action Japanese movies look right.
Yeah.
Except for the monster.
You
the monster
looks like
the
NCG.
From what I understand,
Ryuk looks terrible.
The monster looks like PlayStation 1 level.
Oh, yeah, he looks bad.
Polygonal.
Well, here's the thing with if you watch like Japanese like cinema, their CG is not great.
Yeah, it's not good. That is the one thing I could say about this Netflix trailer. Looks like they got the monster right.
Yeah, Willem Dafoe's killing it.
Perfect.
It's Ryuk.
Well, even if
he looks like him though.
Yeah. If you compare like Willem Dafoe's face to what Ryuk looks like in the manga and the anime, he looks like Willem Dafoe.
Yeah, there's a reason why they picked him, but he's
plus
nailing
he's got
it.
That voice.
He's nailing it with the voice. This is the closest thing probably to a Willem Dafoe Joker we're ever going to get.
Yeah,
because he would make an excellent Joker.
Oh man, those photoshops of him as the Joker.
Oh yeah.
Well, just think of him with the Joker laugh.
I try not to think about it because I want to sleep.
It's terrifying. Yeah. It's terrifying. But no, I have this whole idea in my head that the Joker that was in Suicide Squad was a poser, and the real Joker
is like running around somewhere.
That Ben Affleck's Batman has been fighting for the last 15 years is Willem Dafoe.
That's, oh, man.
Yeah. Think about that.
That'd be pretty
Actually,
dope.
It fits.
Yeah.
Like, maybe they've been doing this all along. I don't know.
Who knows?
Maybe, that'd be maybe, a nice surprise.
Yeah, Jared Leto wasn't even in on it.
Yeah.
Kind of thing.
They just let him do whatever because they knew, no, this is supposed to be a poser. This is supposed to be fake Joker.
They knew if they made him play the Joker, that's how it would come off.
A foker.
Oh.
And with that, I think we're going to go ahead and wrap things up here. You've been listening to Nerd Overload. Thank you very much for listening. You can find us each and every day over at nerdoverload.com.
You can also find us at Facebook at facebook.com/nerdoverloadradio.
You can email us at staff@nerdoverload.com.
You can tweet at us @nerd_overload. Or also subscribe to our YouTube channel, Nerd Overload TV. Subscribe to our Twitch channel, Nerd Overload Live, that hopefully eventually I'll get time to start using again.
Same here. We're also on iTunes and Stitcher, so check us out over there. And again, thank you all for tuning in, and we will be back next week.
Peace out.